I'm Russell Howard, and it's absolutely freezing outside, so me and my mum are heading to the land of the rising sun.
Konnichiwa.
We're going to test out our ninja skills. Learn the ancient arts.
What a lovely, happy bunch of samurai.
And jump into the ring to fight a sumo.
God, this is like getting a piano out the hall.
The brand new series, Russell Howard and Mum Globetrotters. Wednesdays at 10 on Comedy Central.
For the upsizers, the growing brood, Googling organic baby food. For every family who wants a great deal, choose TalkTalk this January and get 30% off unlimited fixed-price fibre. Now just £23.50 a month for 24 months. TalkTalk, fairer broadband for everyone. Offer ends 7th of February. T's and C's apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Valentainment.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Susie going toe-to-toe bin.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hi, everybody. So good to see you in your town. What a gorgeous place.
Oh, my God. This is my first time in Charleston. It's your first time also, right?
It is my first time, and there's a magic in this town. Like, I got here and immediately wanted to start sexually harassing people.
I know. It was like, just wanted to touch everything.
I mean, finally, a place a man can feel free again, you know?
I know. We came in last night, and our Uber driver was, like, showing us all the sights, and we were, of course, asking about the Ravenel Bridge. And he's like, well, actually, for a long time, that was the Cooper River Bridge. It was this little wooden bridge that took forever to go across. He felt like you were going to die. And then they blew it up, and then it was, like, nothing for a few years. I was like, of course the Cooper Bridge.
Sucks.
Sucks. The worst bridge ever. But now we got the Ravenel.
The Cooper Bridge betrayed Miss Catherine and
Cooper
was blown up to pay the price for it.
Yes. So you guys, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we just love to talk about.
How is everybody here not obese?
Yeah.
What an amazing food town.
Oh, my God.
We went over the cobblestone street today and almost gave birth to a baby. It was just like the show.
Yeah, exactly. It was amazing. No, it's a beautiful city. We're having so much fun. This entire Charleston thing, the fact that this all came together, that you guys, like, sold out the show in, like, 60 seconds is insane. So thank you guys so much.
And you know that we're not going to just come to Charleston and not give you anything for how good you guys have been to us. I know you already know what's coming.
Yeah, you guys already know.
But, you know, we get to meet a lot of people. We've met a lot of people over the years that we actually mock relentlessly. And some of them are nice to us.
And, it's shocking.
These two have been just fucking lovely to us, and we are so excited to announce Miss Patricia and Michael.
Woo! Come on out.
Can I share your mic? There you go.
Sit there. Yeah. And so exciting. Now, Patricia, of course, is, you know, we know Patricia because she has lines on the show. Michael doesn't have as many, but when we actually went out with these two, amazing shit talker.
Yes. Okay, that's amazing.
Amazing. So here you go. Welcome, you guys.
Welcome.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Oh. Oh,
sorry. You do that. Do you want this one or this one?
I thought this
matter.
We're very professional. You know how.
Very
professional. So, you were talking about the Ravenel Bridge. Have you ever heard the local joke about the white lines on the Ravenel Bridge? I wish I could tell you, but, you know, I might get sued.
So, of course, the first thing we have to ask, you know, this is just going to be quick because we don't want to use you like that.
Use us.
But we have to ask what the state is of Trashley, because we have heard, Ashley, because we have heard... You know, the blogs are already going crazy. We heard that you guys had a bodyguard at your finale party and kicked her out. Please.
Well, I don't want to, you know, give anything away. But do you all really think I would do something like that?
Never.
Weird. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say... I of course, there was a guest list, and certain people were invited, and I'm sorry to say that if you weren't, and I think as a hostess, one should take precautions in case somebody crashes, you know? That's all I'll say about that.
That was quite a large, handsome precaution you took.
Did Mr. Cooper, show up at the party as well?
You know, as much as I would have liked to have invited him, no, I'm afraid not.
Did the government slow down that mail?
But I must say, we did tell Mr. Kane exactly what he looked like. And he said he already knew.
Of course he did. He's like, I pay for his premium interview channel on the Facebook or whatever.
So...
Shade.
So I have a question. I like this. It's like now I'm being interviewed. Yes. I guess yes. Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Question to. So what has it been like over the past 4 or 5 years being on the show, being recognized here in Charleston and the world at large? What's that like?
Well, you know, people seem to really enjoy the show. At least they pretend to when they see me. Yeah. And it couldn't be nicer. You know, it's fun. I enjoy people. I always take pictures and talk. And, you know, it's nice. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I have a...
Michael. When we go to the...
Well...
When we go to Costco, we shut down the internet.
I have to say, Patricia eating a Costco hot dog has got to be one of my favorite posts of the past year.
I've had a lot of practice.
So I have an extremely important question that I know everybody's dying to know the answer to, and that is, how the hell did you find Watch What Crappens? Okay, how did you hear about our show?
It was somebody told me about it. I can't remember who, and I listened to it and I thought, Whitney doesn't talk like that. I thought, what is this? You know, do it.
Mother.
And then you all started making fun of my least favorite people on the show. So I really got into it then.
Enemies of my enemies. Yeah,
I'm sure.
All right. Well, we don't want to take your whole night. Now we got to talk some trash about Below Deck anyway. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I love Below Deck.
Do you know Captain Lee?
Who's your favorite on there?
Captain Lee and I actually direct message.
I know. I feel for Marion every time I see a tweet between you two. I'm like, oh, Marion, sorry.
No, I sent a message to him, and I said, I want to charter your yacht. Yeah!
You would go on Below Deck?
Yes, and I'd take the whole cast. Well, not the whole cast.
Oh, okay. Of Watch What Crappens? You would take the entire cast of Watch What Crappens with you? That is amazing.
That is so nice, and what a wonderful offer. Thank you.
I can't wait till you guys see me in a Speedo. All right, you two, get the hell out of here. Thank you so much for
coming. Thank you so much. Everyone, Patricia and Michael.
Gosh, it's time to go to a commercial. Ah, oh, Craig.
So good. So one more announcement we have to make. We have to make an apology to everybody who listens to this show because we are really into Top Chef, and that always gets the short shrift.
I know.
Whenever we're traveling or doing anything, and we're having to miss it this week. But we did get an advanced copy of the episode, so we thought we'd tell you what happened.
Yeah, this is what happened. At the quick fire, someone had to make something that was representative from Kentucky. And Padma was very upset. Did you mean to put wine in the beer cheese?
Did you mean to scream, I'm in gay, yay, 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 yay?
Did you mean to put ice cream in your pomtini?
Did you mean to finish your dish in less time than it takes Gail to pick out a new outfit?
Am I right, Gail? Bless her heart. We sent her into Gwyn's. She still hasn't come out. They must be selling hot dogs in there. Bless her heart.
All right, now it's time for our first live recap ever. And I have Southern Charm open, so let me get that. Get that out of my head.
Well, so we are really excited because we've actually never, ever, ever done a live show recap of Below Deck. So this is the very first one of all time. And the reason why we decided to do it is because it is such an amazing season. Is it not? Is it like kind of like the best thing on Bravo right now, right? So we figured it's about to end its season. This is our last live show before the season wraps. We're like, you know what? Let's just do it. Let's just do Below Deck in Charleston. So that's what we're here to do.
And what a better show to do, episode to get.
Yeah.
This episode is called Shame Cocoon.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Getting to spend such quality time with you guys and relive my childhood at the same time.
So
thank you for all these gifts, by the way.
Yes. So
Tito's.
I know.
All right, I'm ready. I've warmed up. Let's go.
Out to Tahiti. So this week's episode, it starts off like where we had left off previously, which is that there were a bunch of like terrible, terrible gays terrorizing Tahiti.
Yes.
Yes.
My favorite of the stereotype in our is the yas gay. I love a yas gay, and they have the best yas gay on this episode. Everything. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, everybody on the off deck, we're about to take off. Yes. Yes.
Captain Lee's like, God, yes. Oh shit, it's happening to me.
Yes, damn it. Oh God, damn it, what's happening to me?
The big drama is that the gays went jet skiing and they forgot to bring their kill cord, and they of course fell off and sent an unmanned jet ski through the waters of Tahiti. Makes us as a community look so bad.
I know, but to be fair, you should never tell a gay they need to wear some kind of a wrist support in order to ride something like a man. How rude.
Yeah, it's like safety fashion. Like, this accessory does not work for me right now.
Yeah, let's ignore this homophobic asshole.
Yeah.
And so they fall, of course, as we do.
Yes.
I mean, I've been jet skiing many a time, and I fall every fucking time.
Yeah.
None of us are going to wear that wrist thing, okay? None of us are going to do it.
I fall just looking at jet skis. I'm like, oh, jet ski. Just like over. A bad equilibrium.
I'm beyond pissed. You got a jet ski, weighs 900 pounds. You're riding around. You got one gay guy over there floating in the water. Which nut do I gotta cut to prevent another?
Kate's like, I believe it's the right one. So yeah.
Yes! Yes!
Please! By the way, there will be very long pauses in this recap because Below Deck notes. This is one of the reasons we never do Below Deck Live. Yeah.
It's like, okay, cut. Riley's picking her nose. Cut. Someone's cleaning. Cut. Someone's ironing. Cut.
It's like, ah! Riley's humping something.
There's so many lines on here.
I know. Like, but like the Below Deck recaps, for as confusing as it is for us to go through our notes, I feel like our recaps always are like the most bonkers recaps of the week.
Well, yes. I feel like we should just have a show watching maids. I mean, that's what we're doing anyway. Yeah. And it's one of my favorite things to do, you know?
So Captain Lee, like,
Claudia really fucked up on that way that she folded the toilet paper, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm into it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there was like an episode of Below Deck that was all about folding toilet paper. Was there?
There literally was. Yes.
And I was like, oh,
yeah.
She folded it in like a non-fancy fold.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like, could you fold the toilet paper fold on the diamond? And it's like a just scrunched or whatever.
Yeah. So Captain Lee's like hops on this little boat to like rescue. It's like this very like intense action scene where like he somehow was like in the wheelhouse, and a second later he's like jumping off the deck, like landing perfectly on this boat. It's like, I'll get you, you know? And he's like speeding out, and he just starts yelling at these guys. It's like what we've been waiting for. Like, I don't think we've ever seen Captain Lee yell at guests the way he yelled at these guys. And it was so thrilling.
It really was. It's like, sound the alarm. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh,
he goes out there. He's like, dun, 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 dun. Get on the boat. Get on the goddamn boat. You could have killed each other. And the guy's like, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, they're all contrite. Charlie's like, did we go too far?
Uh-oh.
I'm like, there's a 900-pound thing, like, floating towards the sea. It was basically like Speed 3, a very small version. It's coming right to the beach.
Uh-oh, our bad, Captain. Our bad. Get on the goddamn... Yes, it's like, sorry, that was my yes, bad. I told him, like, he's like, I don't need your contrition, you little rascals, little handfuls. Get over here. Come on.
Because he turned all nice, right?
He's like, all right, guy, you're a handful, aren't you? Yes.
Well, the gays start acting really dumb because he's like, well, you guys don't have your goddamn kill switches on. They're like, kill switch?
What?
What's that? Mm-hmm. What? Where are we?
Kill
what?
Switch? Wow.
Is that water?
Gross.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I don't know. Did you notice this? Did anyone notice that while this was all happening, they cut to Josiah, like, up on the deck, just be like, I always took the kill switch.
So Riley's on the radio, and she's like, Kate, goddammit, Kate! Yes, Riley, yes, what is it? Could you make some sparkling unicorn drinks? And Kate's like, okay. So she's like, a sparkling unicorn. Here's what's in it. Vodka, soda, ice, water, chocolate sprinkles, cyanide, Windex, jelly beans.
Just bunnies. Broken glass, Laura's tears.
You know, you can say a lot about the stereotypical case, but we're fun, you know? We'll take any old thing you give us. Just call it a sparkle poop, and we'll take it. We'll be like, yeah, sparkle poop!
It's really true. It's very sad.
We're very easy.
We are very easy, yeah. So, so meanwhile, down in the crew mess, Tyler is having some deep thoughts. Now, of course, if we remember, the last deep thought he had was like, fresh tracks in the peanut butter, bro!
Sick!
Put some ripples in that jelly.
He has old man face, right? That's what I love. I've been like obsessed with this lately because I think I'm ready to nest.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what kind of man would I want? You know, I want one that's already fat and like old in the face, so I know what I'm getting, you know? Tyler is not fat, and I don't think he'll be fat, which is a minus because I need a man.
He will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to feel thinner. So it's going to have to be really big at this one. But he has old man face, though, and I think it's pretty cute. I'm enjoying his early onset old man face. Yeah. I think it's cute.
Well,
on
he's
him.
Seen a lot. He's weathered, you know. You don't
fire.
You don't get
fire.
That nickname Throttle by saying nothing.
Throttle,
Throttle! Yeah, again, just scooping that peanut butter. Throttle!
So Josiah, who basically is just here to troll straight people.
Yeah.
Like, that's really what he's doing on the show, you know? He's like, hello, Tyler. Are you enjoying your time here so far? And Tyler's like, yeah, like, I don't know where I'm going to apply after this, though. And he's like, Alaska. How about Alaska?
He's like, yeah, I guess I could. And they basically are asking him, like, so do you love Riley? And he's like, yeah. Is that the peanut butter that we're using? Riley brand?
Yeah, because Kate comes in and pretends to be really happy for them, which is like Kate's signature move, where she's like, hi.
You're like, really keen, your Alaska's brother. Yeah, that's nice. You go to Alaska for the love of your life. Future together. Yeah.
Daddy lover. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I love Riley. And she's like, aw,
say that again right here. Say that again right here. Riley, Riley, it's Kate.
What the fuck, Kate?
Okay, let's just say it. Say it. But he's not talking now. You don't want to say it on the radio?
No.
Should I just throw a bomb into the middle of your relationship?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's just put the volume up on the speaker. Do you love Riley? By the way, why don't you show everyone where that beautiful box is from?
Why did I bring? I brought my toothbrush and toothpaste and lotion set from the hotel.
You know why? I'll tell you why. Why don't you show that brand name?
Oh, I brought them to brush my teeth, but I didn't leave it on the desk on purpose. I just dropped it here. But we're not even past minute one in this recap. But sometimes you just have to say, I'm sorry for being mean to you, and I'm really proud of what you've done in your life. And this goes out to Landon. This goes out to Landon because, you know, we've given Landon a lot of shit because she's a horrible human being. But... you know, she really did work to brand Rome. And it's in our hotel. Look.
Yeah. She made it. She made it. Rome soap.
Rome soap. And when you brush your teeth, you're like. So, it's like, congrats.
Yeah. It's an exfoliant.
And, of course, her toothbrush is too soft.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Kate ruins a relationship. Okay.
Yes. So so there's going to be a wig party and everything. So Riley hears this on the radio.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And Riley is like, who said that? Who said that? Got it. So she's like running around. So she just marches up to Laura and she's like, did you say that? Did you ask? Do you love Riley? And Laura's like, sorry. No.
Sorry.
It wasn't me. Sorry. It wasn't my
check
voice.
Yourself.
You got to check yourself. Sorry.
So the reason I went, I can't pass this up. I'm sorry. But they were talking about, because Kate is asking, okay, so if you marry Riley, will you name your baby Sienna Kate?
Yeah.
You know, this is her thing. She says it all. Name it Sienna Kate. Come on. It's going to be fun. And she goes, best stripper in the land. And then Kate does a Kate as a stripper dance. And it's my favorite thing. Okay. It's this. She goes. Yeah. It's like a really lazy ski.
Yeah.
That she's doing.
It's like a casual mogul, you know, just like on by it. You know, I feel like that phrase is cursed because I feel like the last time she asked if a baby was going to be named Sienna Kate was when she asked Caroline and Chandler, or Caroline, if her baby with Chandler was going to be named Sienna Kate. So.
Turns out Kate can make you bipolar.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest gift.
Yeah.
Gay wigs. Okay. Guess what my notes are for this section?
Yes, yes, yes. Wig yes.
It's all yes, okay? They're going to have a wig party, and the gays have spent an entire trunk of their allowance on wigs. It's just bad wigs.
Yeah, exactly. So they're sort of like getting ready for the wig party, and then, you know, Riley finds Kate and is like, what was that whole situation? And Kate's like, well, he's wearing an Alaska sweater and Tahitian heat, so he wants it, you know? She's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
they really do set up Riley bad in this because Riley's like, I don't care. I don't really even care. Like, I have a boat. Like, what the fuck do I care? I just want to fuck him. He's my fuck boy. That's all I care. It's just sex. I'm totally, totally reasonable. I'm like, God, I don't care. I don't care. So they're like, he likes you. She's like, oh, you know? Which, I mean, we've all been there, but girl. It's like Kate knows, you know, and I'd like to think she's not doing that on purpose, but I'm also so proud of her because I know that she's doing it on purpose.
Yeah. That's what we love about her. She just breaks people left and right. Yeah. So then there was like a scene of like Ashton and Laura cuddling and having like a really dull heart to heart. She's like, so sorry, I don't know enough about baby Ashton. What's he like? He's like, well, baby Ashton grew up in a household. There was hate in the family. My mom yelled, my dad yelled, I became a stripper.
Isn't it weird how it's so hot when it comes from a guy?
Yeah.
Like, I've been friends with so many girl strippers, you know, and their stories are basically the same. It's like, my parents hate, you know, it's like the same, but I'm like, oh, I'll buy lunch, girl. But when it's a man, I'm like, yeah.
That's broken.
Your parents yelled at each other. Yeah, it's hot. Fucking creep.
And then like so you know what? I just looked at Ronnie's notes and I just cracked up because it says Josiah to Yas in a wig. I love that you really
I call him Yas.
He really That's labels his name. People as Yas in a wig.
Yeah. Everybody has their name and his is Yas
in a wig.
Yas in a wig. Yeah. So Josiah to Yas in a wig. He's like, I judged a book by its cover with these guests. They're nothing like the bullies in schools.
They're worse.
They have wigs. So Yas is like, what's a Spanish name? Because I want to name myself something Spanish with this wig. Yas. I need one. Okay. Maria Conchita Adala shops at Groupon. Okay, thanks. I was like, whoa. Being problematic is so less offensive when it's just really fast.
Yeah. And on a boat.
And on a boat.
Yeah.
So, and then a wig.
I have to say, I kind of loved Kate's wig situation. She came out with a big, like, big thing of hair. She looked like a diner waitress. I was like, I kind of want that to be her look forever.
Because it's like a character, but it's true to Kate in that it's like two different colors. It's like a blonde up here and then a red back here. And she's like, what? It's totally normal. It's how people wear their hair now. So the chef is getting pissed because he's like, service, service, boobs, boobs. I love your boobs. Service, service.
My dick is getting soft waiting for the service. Was that problematic? Was that problematic? And I love that, like, Josiah can just, like, bring this, like, out of left field shade. And, like, he was sitting there with Laura. Laura has this, like, weird blonde thing on her head. And Josiah just looks at her and goes, oh, you look like Susan. She's like, who's Susan? She goes, just someone named Susan. It's like just so devastating, especially because it's British too. So you're like, oh, it's so good. I was like, the episode's over for me. I'm done.
You look like a Pam to me. Pam.
Are you Joyce? Is this a Joyce?
So they're all having fun and getting along, and Adrian has no breasts to touch or no vaginas to comment on. So he's, like, getting super grumpy. And he's like, I hate that, you know? And Ashton's like, what hilarious Yas wigs? And he's like, no, it's just respect for me. I put so much hard work and effort into this. No one's taking it seriously. I'm like, oh, my God, what is wrong with him?
He's a chef.
He's a chef. He's a That's chef. True. You know, I was worried for him. I couldn't believe his food was so good when he was such a decent person. And now we know that nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
He is fine. He's a horrible human being.
He's terrible. He's a terrible person.
Yeah.
And then a guy, like, I rarely will stand up for guests, you know, especially when they don't push it on their preference sheet. But, like, the guy who... This one guy, like, he's allergic to
crab. It was Yaswig.
Yas was allergic to crab.
Yes. Yas. They served it, and just the food's coming out, and he goes, Yas! And so they give him they literally did. I'm sorry I'm saying
he's
that
like,
so much.
At but the pen, Yas!
Like, Yas, I'll have the Yas and grits. So they give him this food, and he goes, I can't have crab, baby.
He can't have crab babies.
Can't have crab baby.
Can't have crab baby. Can't have crab baby. So then Adrian just gets so pissed off at him, which I guess I understand if he didn't put crab down that he's allergic to. But at the same time, it's like if he eats it, he will die. And like Adrian is like so mad at him. He's like he would almost like rather this guy die and be consistent with the preference sheet than like send it back.
Wouldn't you? I mean, that's what I want when people complain. I'm like, am I supposed to fix this? Or should you just die? Like, I can never work in customer service. You know, like, hello, Time Warner. Your cable's not working. Die. Okay? Press 1 to die, press 2 to die, and press 3 to fucking die, okay? Thanks. So, Josiah's like, I don't think Adrian did his yoga today. He's usually very Zen.
Yeah. That was a lot of like emoting for Josiah.
So Charlie is like, should I get mad or should I save that for a day I didn't just fall off of a thingy in the water? He's like, how is this? Does this have cheese? Does this have cheese? Which you know it does because Adrian's in that place now where he's yeah. like, fucking eat the cheese.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like, I'm gonna make this guy fart all night long. I don't care.
Yeah. And they're like, I don't know. And he's like, you know what? He's great. He's great. I'll just let it go.
And then he's like, I'm actually full for the first time this entire trip. I'm like, shut up. Shut up.
So then Laura and Ashton are in bed. Oh, yeah. You did this.
I did it out of order, everyone. I apologize.
How dare you? I only have 19 more sections of notes. Sometimes this feels like church because I remember going to church. We had programs. I'm from a very theatrical family.
Yeah.
But I remember looking at the program in church, like counting off the songs. Like I could not wait for like Hallelujah, yes. Angel, whatever. Because I'm like there's only like three more after
this. It's like going to a wedding, okay? When you see who the speakers are and you're like, okay, here's a poem by so and so. You're just going down, waiting, yeah. waiting, like cocktail hour.
Yeah, because it's all in sections. I'm like, yes, wigs, gays, horrible girls. Okay. How many sections until horrible girls?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next day we can tell the production really hates the chef too.
Yes.
Because they use that close-up fish cam on him they put in all their rooms. They were good today. They got chef doing this and then they got Josiah's boner. Tyler's boner.
Oh, I didn't get to see that.
Well, the internet did. Yeah. And it said, said, thank you, Below Deck Med.
Yeah.
So the chef, you know they hate him because the chef, this is how he wakes up. Here's the camera right here. Okay, pretend this sees me. He's like.
It was terrifying. It was like a terrible sequel to Blair Witch.
So Tyler and Riley, he's like, yeah, you know what I was thinking? She's like. Peanut butter? It's like, yeah. Also, we should get drinks. She's like, drinks? What do you mean? He's like, drinks, you know, like when we go out, but like just we could go out. And she's like, without the crew? Without the crew? Totally not in you. Totally not in you.
Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it a fifth time, and I'll be angrier than the fourth time.
Yeah. Go ahead. Say it again.
Yeah. Ask me about drinks again. Say it again. Say it again. Got it. Got it. Yes, sir.
Got it.
Got it.
Got it.
Yes, sir.
Got it.
I'm saying yes. I'm going to go.
Got
yes.
It.
Got it.
And it's so refreshing to do this live because this is always what I do with her lip, but no one can ever see it. Because when she gets mad, she curls up her upper lip like and that. Her gums are going to be gone. Okay.
Yeah.
But she does this. She's like. Get it. Got it. Get it.
You speak romantically to me. Got it.
Got it. So he's like, dressed to impress, and leaves. So Laura is juicing in the kitchen, and Adrian, you know, typical, just at work. This is how he's standing while she's juicing. He's like,
sorry, but a little space, please.
As I, like, masturbate the microphone.
I'm like, excuse me? So she's like, oh, making some juice, sweet and juicy. And he goes,
just like me.
And then to make it, like, that would have been bad enough.
Who wants a juicy guy? That is disgusting. What does that even mean?
But what's even worse is that, like, he could have left it at that and would have already been at, like, creep level 8. But then he's like, it's been over a month, so trust me, I'm juicy. I'm like, oh. It's like a... overripe persimmon or something.
Yes! Juicy, yes!
Sometimes chefs can be a little forward and say things that are out of the ordinary.
Yeah, she's like, chefs are notoriously disgusting, but I have cum on my shoulder. Like, gross. So, sorry.
I mean, Patricia's right here.
Patricia's right in front of my face.
I mean... we have to be civilized.
So breakfast service, cold brews and protein smoothies. My biography.
Yeah, I don't know why I wrote down this. Like, this is, I wrote down
that's
all
what,
notes,
that's what
this
show
like,
is. That's so what we write down.
Like five Bloody Marys were ordered. Yeah. Because I was wondering.
Yeah, says, I can't believe we're leaving. This is great. Great content. Okay, so Kate and Laura. Yeah.
Kate. Whenever, when all else fails, we just go, okay, so Kate, you know. So Kate has just woken up. It's breakfast service. And she's just like, Laura, you need some help with anything? And Laura's like,
Yeah, the first order came in 45 minutes ago. And Kate just goes, are you kidding me? I hate them.
So Tyler and Riley are getting ready for dinner. This is why intersex rooming should not happen, okay? You've got Riley and Tyler, which, you know, they're having fun because they're getting the most out of the intersex rooming. But it's also so awkward later because they're stuck together. And then you've got Laura stuck with the chef, right? It's terrible. Yeah.
And then you got Ashton with Ross.
And if you're like, ugh.
There's just so much awkwardness after things happen. So
they're getting ready to go out together. And he's like, next fall after fire season, I'm going to try and, like, find a boat. You know, like, that I could be in charge of.
And she's like, that's great, because with my sailing skills and your boating skills and my sailing skills and fishing skills, it's going to be awesome. And fishing skills.
And he's like, I feel like you're, like, hinting at something. And she's like, yeah. And he goes, but that's my plan with my own boat. Oh, okay. He's the third deckhand. Do you guys want this guy captaining your boat? Okay. He's amazed by a knife and peanut butter.
This is a guy who in the last scene said, our parts fit well together or something like that. And now he's like turned off when she said, oh, yeah. And I could like fish on your boat. And he's like, whoa. Where's the peanut butter gonna stay?
Well, this is where we start the pattern of saying incorporated a lot. Okay? That's all they say from here on out. That's how that's their love language for the rest of the episode. Because he's like, that's the plan with my own boat. And she's like, well, I just incorporated myself into it. So how about that? She's all LLCing his ass behind his...
I drew up the papers and I filed them with the Secretary of State. So
got a logo. Yeah. Got it.
Tyler's like, let me tell you the quickest way to scare me off by forcing yourself into my future plans and also making fresh tracks in the peanut butter before me.
Actually, he said incorporating yourself. It's like he heard that word and now it's going to be in there forever.
Also, shut the fuck up, Tyler. All she said was that she could sail, that she could fish on your boat. He was looking for an excuse to put it on her as to why he didn't want to get attached.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It can be serious too, you know, like, yes.
Yes. It's like you just fell off a jet ski and found out about these plans.
Yeah. Yeah. So Riley's been a little bit bruised. So she tries to, you know, remind him that she's still boss. So she starts like tucking in her shirt. She's like, design's ready to go. They ready. I was like, yep.
She does
ready.
Do that.
She did do that.
When all else fails, she just starts tucking her shirt. And she's like,
yep, design's
ready. We got to do this. So we got to go. All right.
You do your chores.
Are there fresh tracks and peanut butter now? Okay. Yeah, all right. We'll get that done.
But, you know, she's mad.
Got it.
She's tucking her shirt up.
Got it. I said I need the peanut butter 2-3 times already. I want me to say it a fourth time. I'll be angry than the first time. Yeah. Okay, got it. Peanut butter. Got it. Jiffy, you got want it? A Jiffy? Got oh, it. You want Jiffy. Okay, got it.
So Riley is talking to Kate and Josiah, who are like, squeegees, am I right? What losers.
Look at that gay in the tank top, am I right? I've changed so much.
So they're chatting, and Riley comes up to them, and she goes from total like, yeah, right, see you, get those nice ones. She's like, guess what? I just got asked out on a date. Bye, Tyler.
And then
Josiah, oh my God.
Josiah has a really good assessment.
We're going to fight over the Josiah. Did you see that? Did you see that small fight? And I was like, I'm going to lean back. No, I'm not.
I just figured since you did the last line, I'll do the next line. You could do the Josiah if you want. You do a good Josiah.
No.
We could do it together.
No, we're skipping Josiah. That's it.
You know what? No Josiah.
Patricia gets the Josiah.
You do it. No, you do it for real.
No, let's do it together.
This is going to be the worst line of the entire show now. No, you guys, the Josiah line.
You're not supposed to talk about it.
No, so Josiah's like talking about Riley and Tyler, and he's like, they're the kind of couple I can see driving across America using a bucket for a toilet and a different bucket for a shower. I think it'd be really cute.
And it's so funny because I'm like, isn't that hilarious how people, like European people, think of us, you know? And then I'm like, I literally took that trip with my mom, papa. We had multiple buckets for things.
I was going to say, I thought it was pretty generous that he gave them two buckets.
Yeah. He classed them up a little bit.
It's like a bucket and an empty, like, Cheetos wrapper.
Do they have Tang and peanut butter sandwiches in the morning? That is my question.
Oh,
that was a big spit. Glad no one's down there.
Sorry, Tang. Of course, one of my favorite parts of any Below Deck episode is bum 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 bum. Anchor drama, anchor drama, anchor drama, anchor drama. Bring that anchor wrap.
Fat shackles.
Are they? Is this the week that they're actually going to sink the boat? No, not this time.
That's all right.
Every single week, it's like, oh my god, the anchor's coming up. The anchor's coming up. They're like, it's coming up. So they're like, oh my god, get down there, get down there. Everything's fine. Like, oh.
I'm looking through my 20 pages of notes. Anchor, 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 anchor drama. Anchor, 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 anchor drama.
Anchor drama, anchor drama.
Oh, my
anchor drama.
Where's that
holy
jet
shit, we're
ski
gonna,
going?
Okay, we're smooth sailing. All right, guys. So the gays are waiting. They're waiting at the bar. All of the gays are surrounding the bar. It's hilarious. And Kate comes in all harried. Kate's just like slumping and her hair's like in 20 different places. And she's like, hi. And they're like, we're waiting for a drink. And she's like, anybody want a bye-bye martini? Get out. She doesn't give them shit. She's like, go.
There are a bunch of unicorns on the dock, so go fetch, go.
I see your envelope and it looks about $3,000 light, so get the fuck off, Queens. And he's like, yes.
So they leave, and then they're getting off, and then Charlie is like just so ridiculous. He's like, well, I just have to say, I have to thank you guys so much. I'm like, I'm actually getting emotional right now.
I'm like legit, literally,
legitimately, emotional. Literally, right now. Emotionally, legit. Emotional, legit. Like, my fillers are coming undone. Like, this is awful. I'm like, come on, move it along, sir.
Yeah, everyone's like, bye, gay people.
Yeah. Laura's like, that was so hardcore. I'm sorry, it was hard.
That was hard. And Kate goes, bye. She hates him. And Charlie tells Josiah, so he goes, Josiah, I'll be seeing you again. And Josiah's like, ugh.
He's like, die. Die now. Die painfully. Die.
So cleaning, it's time to clean. It's
clean
time to
before
clean
the meeting. Let's set this up. Let's golden wipe bathroom, that jet ski. Wipe it down. There's a railing.
Get it, girls. So the captain's like, all right, let's have a goddamn meeting. We got more interesting guests coming into those yas queens, okay? We had one queen almost die by refusing to secure his wrist. Just right themselves, don't they, guys? What an idiot.
How many legs do I have to cut off all of us to get rid of idiots like that? I'm sorry, people. That was not my best work. I'm not my best work. I apologize, everyone.
They're like, what's going on?
I'd like to redact everything I just said and substitute it with a solid, God damn it! And I love how he puts it, because it's so like my papa explaining the first time he ever saw me around theater friends, you know? He was like, God, those guys were everywhere. It's like equal to being like, those faggots, am I right?
It's like, you go.
So the obligatory Ross calls his kid. The obligatory absentee father call.
Yeah. He's like, I can't wait to get back to Coy and Allison and start a new life together where I'll be a very good father who will never get in trouble with the police.
Never again.
And never find myself in a strange internet romance with someone who was on later this episode. Did you guys see this weird thing that's happening? So for
yes!
It was on charlie.com. So basically, for those who are uninitiated, which is sort of me too, basically, I guess Ross is dating the primary girl who comes on later in the episode now, and Riley tweeted out a photo of them together and said, here's the happy couple, got it. And then he was like, you know what, Riley, this was a calculated attack in my personal life, whatever. And then she responded saying this was a public photo and she was banned from Watch What Happens Live Clubhouse.
Isn't that good? I love this girl.
It's like a very messy, low-level scandal that I'm really into.
And then if you go look at Instagram, I love Instagram because I just think everybody's getting burned alive in the world. You know, like if you only read Instagram, you would think that everybody's being murdered in their home every day. Because the way people have responded to this girl, they all found her Instagram. They're like, fuck you, Cut Fitness. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, jeez. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for that part.
It was me who said it. So, it was at Ronnie Karam who said it.
Yeah.
I'm like, people are so mean. Because I put so much lotion on my hand right now. I'm just like,
is it the room lotion?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, wow. It feels like an undeveloped website.
Feels like a 404 error to me. Oh, guys.
I didn't even hear what you said, but I just like the sound of it.
Come for the recap, stay for the 404 error jokes. Okay?
Ooh.
So let's see. So Ross, Ross calls this kid, and I'm like, that poor fucking kid, you know?
I actually
really
like
it better
Ross.
When your dad just is never there, but then FaceTimes you, like, I wish I was there. It's like, no, you don't. Stop calling me mother.
Mother?
Sorry. It's been a very triggering week here.
Ronnie's dad spent his youth on a whaler. Trolling the South Pacific seas. For blue.
I like when we started this and Ben was like, are these stories true?
He's like, I worked in a bowling alley and my father had a trawler. And So now Riley's getting ready for her date, and she's trying stuff on, and Tyler's doing this whole thing of being like, man, I just feel so pressured because Riley's just like interjecting herself into my life. I'm like, you made some stupid offhand comment about wanting to have a boat, which is not a life plan, and then you're the one who also asked her out to drink, so stop talking about her like interjecting herself into your life when you're the one who is like advancing this into more than just fuck buddies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's how I feel, okay? Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. What?
Whoa.
What do you want me to do? Sorry, I thought you liked me, but you asked me for drinks. And I was like, that sounds good. So yeah. I ordered 3 drinks because that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I wanted. So to look thirsty, I wanted to act thirsty. So I went like this.
Whoa.
Then someone got me a drink. What? Sorry.
I said, Tyler, please order me a short glass of tequila in it, and then a tall glass with 2 limes and water.
What?
And then a medium-sized glass with half tequila, half water. Okay? I'm sorry. Whoa. This reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. I was like, I want to go. Whoa.
What?
I want to go fishing on a boat, on some gentleman's boat, and we can go fishing together. And Geraldine Preston said, no, you're too heavy for a boat. You're just going to sink it. And to this day, I've never seen a boat in my life, okay? I'm sorry. I've never seen a boat.
She gets helicoptered out of there. So Kate is dressing Riley
like,
for
I'm
her
I'm like lightheaded after that. Doing this so many times, I'm like...
It's just my favorite to do Ramona in a live show, because Ramona really does do a shrug dance, where she's like, what? What? What'd I do?
Whoa,
it's like
whoa.
A constant shoulder thing. And it's like, what?
Not to be confused with the Kristen Doty. Seriously? Seriously? I won!
Yeah, Kristen Doty's more like Thriller. And Ramona's more like Bob Fosse. You know? Okay, so Kate is dressing. God, that does fucking hurt. I really need to start exercising. Oh! Why am I getting off subject? I'm so sorry. But our hotel where we're staying has a mirror right, a full-length mirror right in front of the toilet. I am mortified. I mean, in my house, I have a mirror this big above the sink. Like, up here, I only see my face. I think I'm adorable. Like, like I have reverse body dysmorphia, you know? But this, there is no escaping. And I try and look at my phone, and then I brought my iPad in, and I'm literally sitting on the pot like this.
Don't look. You're bird boxing yourself on the toilet.
Yes. Like, I'm like, girl, boy, do not move that iPad or you will die.
It's like touching, reaching for the toilet.
Wow. I just don't recommend it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Good. And then I went and ate like 19,000 calories. Like it didn't even affect me. Okay, point is, Kate is helping Riley get dressed for her big date. And she has just totally ruined this relationship already, okay?
Yeah.
So now she's like, well, the black one is pretty, but... Maybe you should go more like, I don't give a fuck. I'm cool.
Why don't you put on like an unremarkable beige top? How about something like that? Yeah.
You know what I think is going to happen on this date? Something.
Hey, look.
Hey, look, Caroline left her stupid sweater. Why don't you put that on? That works out really well for her. Yeah.
Oh, guess where I see this relationship going? Somewhere.
Did you mention the thing about going on his boat yet? Did you do that? I think it'll be a good move.
Have you mentioned incorporating? So Riley's all excited, and she's like, me and my ex broke up 2 years ago, and so, like, look, I'm fucking excited, right? Excited. So the chef calls his mom. Okay, the chef is such a puss. Yeah. Whenever he gets dissed by a woman, he calls either the girlfriend that he's in an open relationship with on or serial cheating on.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at it.
Sweet affections.
Or now his mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, all these like guests are like really mean, and I don't know, I'm thinking about a career change. I think I might move to New York. I'm like, great, thanks. That's very interesting. That's like literally all it was. He's like, maybe I can move to New York.
Yeah, guess where people go to escape obnoxious assholes. Orange spray tanned facelifted queens from hell? New York.
Yeah. Everyone's really very like easygoing there.
Totally
they
natural.
Don't make any demands.
Yeah. God.
So Riley and her future husband Throttle head off to the Pink Coconut, where all great relationships begin.
The Pink Coconut. That was so sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know that means that this is a bad coconut, right? Yeah. Please don't eat
the
this coconut.
Coconut. Yeah, that was the original
rancid
name.
Coconut. Spoiled milk. The restaurant. So, so he pulls out her chair and she's like, that's nice. And I'm like, uh-oh, she doesn't see what's coming.
I guess we'll be doing a lot of this chair pulling on the boat that we'll be sharing in your life, right?
Poor thing. It turns out he just basically invited her out to dump her, which is so... Actually, if you think about it, it's so nice. I've been ghosted so many times. This girl got like a rancid coconut, okay? Yeah. At least she got to eat.
Well, you know what? So they're sitting there having very awkward conversation about the weather, which is great. That's pretty much how, by the way, every Below Deck date goes on the show. Like, I always think it's weird that they even go on dates on Below Deck. Isn't that weird? Because you're like living together and then you're like fucking together and then you just like go off separately for like a second as like a date. I don't know. It's weird to me. So they're having this awkward conversation and Tyler's basically like, yeah, so I think this is pretty cool. And, you know, like in the future, if we're ever in the same time zone, like we can like get together and fuck, you know, so... She's like,
and she goes, yeah, but like, I don't think it's too soon to like talk about like maybe stuff happening. If things are happening, then things are happening. And like, what's too soon if you're like falling for someone? Am I right? 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 Because she's not understanding, even though he was very clear for him, you know?
Yeah, he's basically like, you know, I don't want to hold back my life for someone else's life. Do you get what I'm saying? She's like, I can't curl my lip up into my mouth any further.
She's like, I thought I had a booger and it was part of my lip in my nostril. Yeah. So she's like, he's like, yeah, I was talking to the captain about his wife and I was like, when did you know you wanted to stick it in that lady for the rest? And the captain said, I knew right away. And she's like, Yeah. Like she's like,
you got it from me. You got it.
Yeah, she's so excited, and he's like, "Well, I haven't felt that yet, obviously." And she's like, "Oh, I get it. I know. I felt bad too. I'm so mean, but I really like her."
She's just shamming and like radioing Ross. Yeah, Ross, I'm doing something right now. It's like, wait, what are you doing? She's like, just my gut instinct to do that right now.
I know. Like, to him, it was just a simple breakup. But to the government, it was a terrorist act. Because she's going to go back on that boat and it fucking explode. Okay?
Also, I really objected to the fact that she was drinking a martini out of a margarita glass. Did anyone else notice that? That just seemed wrong to me. I'm, like, really upset about it.
Oh, way to go. Like, sympathize with Dorit. That's how to pull the audience inside.
Pause.
So then Tyler, he's like, dude, this is supposed to be like summer camp, you know? You fuck a lot, then you go home. I'm like, what summer camp did you go to? That is the most amazing summer camp I've ever heard of. We prayed and glued shells together. Macaroni shells, not even real fucking shells.
They may have been talking about being a counselor.
Oh. Actually, that's hot. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
See? You can change my mind in an instant.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's time for the preference sheet meeting, which means it's time to meet the last guest of the season. Her name is Crystal Kelly Murphy from Fairfield, Connecticut. Has anyone here from Connecticut? Oh, okay. You're from Fairfield? Oh, you have family. So you know what Fairfield, Connecticut's all about. So I think anyone who knows Fairfield, we're already getting nervous when we see this girl is coming down the pike.
Girl. Well, first I liked it because it's got multiple big girls in the group of friends, which I'm like, finally, a real fucking group of friends on this show.
Yeah.
Which, you know, girl, you know all I want is like a girlfriend that I can like actually eat with on the boat. Because my ass is not going swimming.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about your slide or your ski on the water thing. Fuck you. What are you making me to eat?
Yeah.
Okay. So I like that. But then you know it's terrible. You know she's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Because you just start hearing that. I'm like, oh, no.
So Kate sees the preference sheet and is like, huh, it's just like a girl who just wants to, you know, drink wine and party with her friends. Oh, this is good. I think it's just going to be like a cool, easy charter, like no problem. Be very simple.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. They're just going to want to party the entire charter.
Huh. That's weird.
They want to laugh, party, easy. And I was like, easy. Ha, ha, ha. They're totally fucking with Kate. And I love it.
It's a rare Kate misstep and it was amazing.
So Riley and Tyler come back and they're both like fucked up over their date, you know? Tyler's like, what? And she's like, what? Got it.
He's like, I put fresh tracks in the cream cheese by accident. Wrong one.
And then Riley cries and she's like, I didn't expect this from him. And it was sad.
Yeah.
And then I'm not getting into sadness because, girl, you know, I've been there. I'm like, he broke up with me too. I remember him.
But also how sad that Riley's shedding tears over Tyler, of all people. Yeah. That's the real sad part.
You know, those of us who are always like, I don't need a relationship. We cry the hardest. We cry the hardest.
So then they're all going to go out to the club now. And Kate's wearing this like yellow top. It's like, oh, parakeet, you know. And she's like very excited. And Laura goes, ooh, I really like this. And Kate goes, which part? And there is a correct answer.
It's like, all of it. She goes, thank you.
Thank you. You get to stay. Thank you.
Is this on? It's not, is it? I'm just a loud bitch. All right.
Is this one on? Yeah. How long has it been off? Has it been off a long time? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Sorry, people listening at home.
Yeah.
They're like, thank you.
Yeah.
Excuse you.
Okay, so yeah, she's like, thank you.
I was wondering why you guys couldn't hear my Kate talking. I cannot give Kate more energy, okay?
Yeah.
That's not a role that could be performed on stage in the theater without a body mic, all right?
So they're all going out. They all go out to dinner. And Riley is, like, sitting across from Tyler, just, like, chewing her, like, teeth or like this, you know, just, like, staring at him. And he just seems to be oblivious to everything. And he's, like, you know, they're just making small talk. And
he's like, what are you getting? And she's like, beef carpaccio. And he goes, if you want seafood risotto, I'll share. And she's like, I was like, oh, God, this is going to be that couple that like fights over food at dinner, you know, like, no, thanks.
And then did Tyler say this? I feel like this is like a Riley question. Did Tyler say, how's your martini? Because then Riley goes, creamy. Which is wrong in many, many ways.
Some people shouldn't flirt.
They just don't have it.
Just see or each other fuck and get it done with. None of us need to hear this.
Yeah. Or make martinis, really.
Creamy
so,
martini.
So basically, Ashton and Laura and Tyler go up to smoke, and Tyler starts telling Ashton and Laura about what happened on the
date. Can I join?
I'm sorry.
This is so evil that she just comes in here to get intel to, like, go spill. But that's a good friend, too, which I'm shocked to see from Laura.
Yeah. And he's like, Tyler's like, yeah, I mean, things with Riley, like, she wanted a fish in my fantasy boat. And I'm like, get out of my fantasy, right?
I was like, get out of here, S-Corp.
Yeah. LLC stands for loser, loser. Come on.
Some tax people out there.
Yeah. He's like, let's get back to banging. What's wrong with that? I'm like, you kicked her off your boat. You can't go banging after that.
Yeah.
The fancy boat.
So what happened to that? Okay, now my favorite tweet of this week, which I couldn't bring up because I couldn't find out what Facebook group it was in. I forgot. But it was really good. And it's the captain, and he is going off on Tyler, and it is so good.
I didn't see this tweet.
You knew that she liked you acting like that, and then surprised that she was like, blah, blah, blah. He's like yelling on Twitter. And
he's like a Ricky Lake guest. I love that.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
yes.
Yeah, so Ashton and Laura go back up to the crow's next. Which, by the way, please don't ever put me on a luxury yacht where I have to lay out where the maids were, like, fucking all night. Gross. Gross.
It's probably everywhere, to be honest.
I mean, not because they're maids. Because they're maids. Also because they're maids. I mean, come on.
I know.
Rich people fuck there before I go there.
So it's the next morning. People are waking up. Riley, of course, is very snippy with Tyler, which we can expect. And then comes another one of our favorite montages on Below Deck that happens every week. Provisions. Here come the provisions. Here are the Lays. Here's the groceries.
Flaming Cheetos. Flaming Cheetos. Flaming Cheetos. Flaming Cheetos.
So much is happening right now, you guys. Ash covered it back. Oh yeah. So the guys, they're like, get laid again. He's like, I covered it back up. The crow's nest. I covered it back up. And he's like, what happened? What happened with you? Smooth sailing. And then he starts doing his sex dance. And this is how Tyler starts doing his sex dance to say how good it was. He's like, he's like riding an invisible merry-go-round. I was like, add that to the Kate sex dancing. I was like, some awkward boning.
So they're getting ready for
Let's
the guests.
Let's get to the girls. Yeah. Yeah. I need to get to the girls. I've got a lot of cleaning and Riley crying. Okay. No. Flicking till girls. Awful girls. Okay. So this is what you hear as the girls come out. She's like, oh my God, I'm sweating so hard. I haven't been wearing underwear for 3 days.
So she starts. That's like how she's approaching on the passerelle. And so they get up there, and they're doing like the staff is doing the whole speech, like welcome to the boat, yada yada yada. And then I don't know if you guys noticed this, Crystal started fanning herself, and then they all started fanning themselves. Like, oh my God, Crystal's fanning herself. Crystal's fanning herself. Do it. Did you see me? Was that too late?
I don't want to have doors more open than Crystal. She's paying for this shit. Damn it!
Crystal's like, so much boob sweat, and I don't even have boobs. And they're like, oh my God, classic Crystal.
I liked it when she's like, oh my God, I don't wear underwear for 3 days. Everyone else is like, what gross horse. Like, they look, you get a close up of Kate, and she's like, and then they show Ashton and what's his buns, Ross, and they're like, Yeah, bro.
All the fish in the sea are swarming. So she's like, can I get some sunscreen for my party? They're like, 6 glasses of rosé at breakfast? We're like, a bad idea. Am I right, girls?
You're hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So Kate is just staring at them. Like, she's just standing there literally like this. And the chef goes, all right, well, Kate's going to take you around. Kate's going to take him around. She goes, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, walks off.
I made a warm prediction about you guys, so this is really disappointing. So the girls get upstairs, like the one of the decks, and they're ordering drinks. And someone asked for like a bourbon old fashioned, and Crystal's like, but can you do like a pre 1800s old fashioned, where it's just like a little bit of bitters and like a lemon rind, no muddled fruit? I'm like, what old fashioned has muddled fruit in it? Is that like that's not a thing, right, Michael? Is that a thing? Old fashioned muddled fruit?
Yeah.
He says yes. I take it all back.
We need you in every show we ever do. Just a fact checker.
Yeah. It's been really helpful.
And Kate, when she was showing her around, at first, I still thought I was going to like Crystal, and I do like Crystal, but I really thought I was going to love her because Kate's like, and here's the exercise room. And they're like, ha! They're just like,
oh my God, I don't think I could even work out after the 6 glasses of rosé I had at breakfast, which I, oh my God, Coachella.
Coachella, yeah.
And then Kate's like, you also have two bathrooms up here, which means you have two bidets. And she goes, ha ha, the Yearland Girls, we have two bidets.
Oh my God.
My favorite kind of nightmare.
So
good. I used to drink out of my, I didn't know what it was when we were kids, you know? What? I thought it was like a fountain.
The bidet?
Yes. Well, it wasn't dirty, I'm sure.
Why did I say that?
Muddled old fashions, am I right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. You know what? Something's happening. It's just time to move on.
Yes!
You know, I've never told anybody that before, and I guess it was a good thing. Days? Glad I waited till there were lots of people here.
Oh. These are the bidets of our lives. So... All right, so now it's time to leave the dock, which is like, again, more, it's like the every single time, like, leave the dock.
So
now the old fashions arrived. Have I confused you?
No, I'm still like mortified with myself. I'm like, that was weird.
Yeah.
Now, I'm like, so mad at my mom. There are certain things my mom just didn't tell us. Like, why didn't you just tell me that's what you clean your ass with? I mean, why is that so gross to tell your kid? You know, my sister thought she was bleeding to death when she got her first period. She didn't know what was happening. You guys, this show's turning dark, right?
That's fucked up.
These
you
people
just
have
tried
had my butt crack for 2 hours already. Bless her.
You just tried to distract everyone from your bidet drinking by putting it on your sister's period.
I projected all of my disappointment and anger onto my mother. Welcome to my life. Like, what are you new to this?
Did anyone see those Fyre Festival documentaries? Did that not just feel like the moment the guy said he was going to blow someone for Evian water?
I've blown people for less, I'll tell you that.
Okay. Anyway, so the old fashions finally arrive, and Crystal is not having it. She's like, this is not a lemon rind.
And her friend goes, you said no muddled fruit. She goes, and I'll ask for lemon rind.
It's not a lemon rind, not an orange rind. This is an orange rind. We'll get there eventually.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually. Yeah. And I was like, she is awful. Make her a full-time cast member, please, immediately. So then in the kitchen, it's Laura and the chef.
Oh, this is fun. This
alone
is fun
again. Why are they always alone in the kitchen? I don't like it. It's unsafe. So she's like, the meat's in here, right?
Should I be Laura and you be Adrian?
Yeah, I already fucked your arm. Now it's your turn to fuck my arm.
Oh, I'll be Adrian?
Yeah, you be Adrian.
Okay. Hey, what are you looking for? What are you looking for?
Where's the meat? It's in here, right?
I got your meat. Your meat's right here in my pants. It's my penis. It's penis shaped. Penis shaped meat in my pants. Juicy. It's been a month. I'm juicy.
She goes, I don't like that shit. And then now she's mortified, you know, which, I mean, it took a little time, but she should be. He's disgusting. What a pig.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like, this is so wrong to say because you shouldn't sexually harass anybody no matter what, but especially when you stink and you know he stinks. Yeah. He's so sweaty and like,
yeah,
he's so like patchouli and BO, but also like tuna that he ate 2 weeks ago, like still somewhere. Yeah. Like he wiped some tuna and it's still there. Like he's so gross. Like if you're gonna abuse me, take a shower first. Like have some respect when you disrespect me. You know what I mean? Gross.
It's really gross. It's so gross.
Okay, so chefs, Riley Tyler.
Oh, yeah. The girls, by the way, this, I will say one thing. Every now and then, like, things do work out on the show because the girls then started, like, it's like games, fun. They're, like, jumping off the boat and they totally belly flopped. I was like, you know what? God works in mysterious ways. I'll take what I can get. I was like, is that jet ski still going around? No.
So here is where it gets really fun. So the girls are the girls are hanging out on the crow's nest pad.
It's nighttime.
Yes.
Setting the scene. Picture
yes,
it.
it's a Blow beautiful, deck. Picturesque sunset. It's just after that. And the girls are all sitting there having drinks. And there's this girl named Chelsea. And she's wasted. She's like, this
not
is
to be confused with Chelsea.
Yeah, not to be confused. Yeah, I can't even. What happened to me right now? It's just full on My Fair Lady. I don't even. You can't. I cannot do an auto Chelsea from Southern Charm.
Okay? It's hard to transition to Chelsea on a dime. Like, it's, you have to like work your way up to it.
You can't just go from this Chelsea to like Forrest Gump in 2 seconds. It doesn't work. Okay. I meant the voice, not the person.
But the person too, to be honest.
Do you know how bad I want to go get my hair done at Chelsea's place?
But I want to.
What do I do? Me and Michael should go together. Just be like, we're here for a haircut.
And you can talk about the big party that night that you're going to go to.
Yeah.
Because that's what every scene is in there.
So anyway, the point is, this girl, Chelsea, is like, let's be the fun crew, shall we? That would be fun. Let's be the fun crew.
Let's have a casual night.
Let's be the horrible people who come onto this bed. Let's be the fun ones.
Let's be the fun ones. We'll be fun, happy girls. What they? What will be fun, hip?
And then Crystal's like, girls. Yeah. So we were supposed to like meet early so we could be on time, and you were not on time. So
I mean, I arrived at 10:39 a.m.
and it was 10:30 supposed to be 10:30.
Yeah, but and that's in Australia,
like 10:39, which is different than 10:30. So
I guess what I'm trying to say is that I was just a little bit late. I didn't miss
really because you're about to be a little bit lost at sea when I throw your stupid drunk ass off this boat.
I don't want to be rude right now. I don't want to be rude right now.
Oh, you don't want to be rude? Because my daddy owns this theater and you're going to fucking pay if you ever do anything to disrespect me here.
I'll go downstairs.
Really? Go downstairs and cry all you want, but you can't make me a fake apology and expect me to be like nice to you about it, okay? Did I bring it up? Am I the one who brought it up? It was her.
I love it. That was my favorite part. Was when Crystal terrorized this girl, Cam, and was like, "Okay, bye." Did I bring it up? I didn't bring it up. And you better back me up.
It started us.
I never said anything. I didn't bring it up. Okay.
And poor Chelsea didn't know this was coming, and now she's too hammered to do shit about it. She's like,
she's like not ready for staircases yet.
Where am I? Bless her heart.
So then Laura comes up. Laura's like, are you ladies okay? And Chris is like, I'm totally fine. I don't know about that other bitch downstairs who's fucking crying, but I'm fine. I had like six glasses of rosé this morning at breakfast. Yeah.
And she's like, is she all right? And she's like, I mean, no one cares about that, so.
So.
Laura goes, should I go check on her? And she goes, I don't give a fuck.
She can go home.
I don't give a fuck.
Throw her overboard and give her a piece of bread to float on. Am I right? Oh, wait, she'll eat it, fat fuck. Yeah.
And then Laura goes, you know what? You do you, which is the most hilarious answer.
Yeah. Very noncommittal.
Yeah. So in the kitchen, Kate's like bored and hating these girls, so they're waiting for the food. And she's like, anything new I should know about? And Laura's like, yeah, there's a huge drama with the primary and this girl named Chelsea who's like a fucking mess. I don't even know where she is. I think she's like swimming right now. Like, where is she? It's like hilarious.
They like, get so excited.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's a gift from above.
Yeah, that's amazing. So they go to watch because you hear now screaming and you hear, I don't want to ruin my shape because of this fucking whore.
She tried to apologize. She was a whore about it.
Fuck that whore!
Like, I'm pissed.
So good. And Kate and Laura, like, come and they're Josiah, like, all go up to the door to listen.
They go running up. They go running up, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But then they hear, like, footsteps, like, they're coming toward them, like, oh no! Go, save yourself! Save yourself! And they're like running out of the way.
So good. And then you just hear, she needs to be a fucking human! Which is so good. So later, flowers.
Kate says, by the way, Kate says what we all feel, which is, I don't know what they're fighting about, and I don't care. I love it.
Kate tells Josiah, it's later, right?
Yeah.
So Kate tells Josiah, she's like, what's the mood? Which is like the most excited Kate ever gets. She's like, what's the mood? And he's like, oh, I'm scared. She's like, I'm scared too. Let's do it.
I wish Master Pearson were here to save the day.
She's like, I'm about to watch a lion eat a baby kangaroo and rip its throat out. And I love it.
And meanwhile, they cut to Chelsea, and she's just like on some random deck, just trying to stay stable. She's like, this kangaroo is moving a little fast.
And Laura's like, who do you think is going to win? And Kate goes, bitch face killer, duh. Daddy's little killer.
So now they start to assemble for dinner. And Chelsea's the first. She's there.
She's like, and her eyes are red and they're like half closed. And she's like.
She's like, oh, I didn't realize dinner was delayed. So I was that awkward person just sitting here. Like it's. No. So then she's just sitting there and she's wasted and they're all talking at dinner and she is just now like she's found like her phone and she's like
yeah Dorinda and just how they're talking. Okay, so this is Chelsea in between the girls who are talking. They're like, oh my god, remember that time we were in that club and it was like we had foie.
Oh my god. Can you please remind me the name of that restaurant? We had the foie. We had like all the foie. And they're like, is it more foie? And they're like, no, there's no more foie. So we went somewhere where there was foie. Oh my god. And we had the wagyu.
Yeah,
oh my god,
like
we
really
had seafood tower. Oh my god, really it was good. Like tower and tower. Towers of wagyu and foie.
Like they're trying to be mean to Chelsea, but also impress us that they've had foie.
Yeah.
And Chelsea doesn't even know because she's like completely hit all of her parts.
Yeah.
Like all of her parts are bruised now, you know?
And she's just up against the ropes at this point, you know? Like waiting for Kathy Moriarty to revive her or something.
Yeah.
We did like the wagyu, but I really like the foie.
They gave us like
up, Chelsea.
They gave us like all this bread. It was like unlimited bread and unlimited salad. It's like you went to the Olive Garden. Shut up.
They gave us spot.
It was like an onion.
Like, what's that? Blooming. Sounds fancy. It's breadsticks. You stupid hooker. Okay, so Riley and Tyler are in the bedroom, right? Because that's where they live. So
wait, before you get into that, I have to say the most exciting part of that scene was when Chelsea decided that she was going to finally make her exit. And she was like,
oh, so
all right, Chels, it's now or never.
And Chelsea, you got this, girl.
You have 5 seconds Chelsea. To get out.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Easy. You got 2 legs. You know how to use them. No reason why this time would be any different. All right. There we go. One in front of the other. No one's ever going to notice. You're only 7 feet tall and standing in the middle of the restaurant. All right. Uh-oh. Got a microphone. Careful. Whoa. There's ocean. Ooh. One small step for yachties, one giant leap for Australian kind.
Respect, bitch. That was rough. She did it. Both her eyelashes were still on. I was like, I need to be friends with all of these girls immediately.
I felt like Kate and Laura and everyone on the crew was just going to sit there and be like. Someone's going to hit a baseball and like knock out the lights and scoreboard or something.
Some kid catches it. Okay, so Riley and Ty are in their new office building with their corporation, the bedroom.
So stupid.
So Riley's like, hi, Tyler. The lip's happening, so you know she's going to like tear into him. So she's like, so it was weird because last night Laura told me that I was like trying to make a corporation with you. So. Hi, I'm a sole proprietor. So,
yeah.
Just wanted you to know, okay? Like, that's not it.
He's like, well, it's just that I didn't want you coming on to my theoretical boat with your fishing. It was just going to be my boat. And she's like, oh, yeah? Well, guess what? I just made a hole in your boat. It's sinking. No! It's over. It all ended.
Oh god. So yeah, and then Riley's so funny. She's so cute because at least she knows what trap she just fell into, right? Because yeah. She's like, good thing I didn't start picking out my wedding dress earlier. So Crystal is now just connecting words because now Crystal's wasted as hell, yeah. Right? I tried to write down what I thought she was saying. Thank God it didn't happen for Century on Lounge. What does that mean?
She goes, hey, Cam, I'm going to tell you something right now, and I don't want to have this. Ho hum now. Okay, Cam?
Century on Lounge.
How's it? General.
Century on Lounge.
Lil Yachty. When do we meet Lil Yachty?
And Kate's like,
bath bomb.
Bath bomb. Kate's like, I wonder if this happens at the country club. So, in the kitchen, she's so excited. She's like, that girl is done. She's sleeping in the fetal position. Okay. Yeah. So she goes, don't ever wake a sleeping bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
tried it once, ended up in jail.
So now it's like 11:05 and she's passed out and Josiah and Kate are doing what I love, which is that they're judging everyone the way we judge at home. And Josiah's like, do you think these girls like her? And Kate's like, I think that they all just invite her along because, and Kate goes, pays for everything. And I feel like we just like all as an audience were like, boom, high five. You got that right.
That's why it's good to always keep your tastes small. I need peanut M&Ms, a burrito, and cigarettes. Really, that's it. And so I don't even care if it's Tito's. Like, that's a newer thing, you know? I don't care. I don't care if it's fucking Windex. Self-sufficient. Yeah. Okay? I'm an independent woman.
So, yeah. So Crystal's just, now she's just, like, lying there in the blanket, and they're trying to, like, get her to, like, wake up and go downstairs. She's like, don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
Don't fucking touch me.
Kate's nice voice terrifies me. I don't know how anybody sleeps. Hello. Hi.
The microphones are not wanting to participate.
Sorry, the microphone is like with the spirit of Crystal. It's filled with the spirit.
It's like,
so Kate's nice voice. She's like, hi. Hi, girls. You want anything? It's me, Kate. Me, Kate and Josiah. You need anything? I'm like, If Kate is ever talking to you like that, you're about to fucking die. You get your shit together. Pack your shit. Pack the car, honey.
Downstairs, Chelsea's like, what's happening? So what I love then is that like Crystal manages just to say, just get like so basic really quickly in her drunkenness. She's like, I'm out. I'm out. Like, no, it's Cam. Kelly. No. Bridge. No, it's Cam.
Michelle. Solange.
Jess.
Solange.
Jess. Jess. No. Jess. No.
So Kate's like, trust me, there's nothing I'd love more than to watch Princess Crystal's body fall into the ocean.
But there's a liability.
Whatever.
There's a liability. So then Cam, the best friend, is just trying
it's
to help.
It's me, Cam.
Britt.
Cam.
Stassi.
It's fucking Cam, goddammit.
Kristen.
Cam.
So she's like, listen, Kelly, you're going to be an adult. I love you. Now you're gonna be an adult. Now you're gonna be an adult. Like,
yeah.
It's like, are you an adult? Fucking stop. You're gonna be an adult. You ready? I hate when friends do that when you're drunk. Yeah. They're like, Are you a big boy?
Yeah.
We gonna walk out of the bar? Like, no. I'm face down. Hey, get a dolly.
Hey Cam. You just shut your mouth right now. And they just like the camera just like pans over to Josiah, who's just like sitting there like,
ooh. He's like, after all this time fearing the gaze, it was girls I had to be worried about.
It's coming from inside the house. She's like, I don't have to do anything I don't want to. Bye.
Yeah.
Which says so much.
Cam's like, please come. And Kate goes, I feel so bad for her husband. And which I think all of us were like, what? That bitch is married?
Yeah.
Why the fuck am I cordoning myself off from society? So that's when Josiah's like, she's wrapped herself in like a shame cocoon. It's nuts! Like, Josiah comes to life in this episode. Yeah. It's so funny.
He's so excited.
And Crystal's like, fucking stop! And when she hits, it's so like 20, well, now 19, but it's so like a sign of our time because everyone's like, oh, violence! Oh, it changed everything! Why is your drunk bitch hitting you? That's still allowed, okay? Everybody calm down.
But she is so nasty to her friend. She's like, honestly, go away and talk to someone who gives a fuck about you. Like, I don't care anymore. Just start calling you Chelsea from now on. Chelsea 1 and Chelsea 2.
Yeah. So Cam's like, I am done. I'm going to bed. And Kate's like,
so what are we supposed to do from here? And she goes, I would say just let her sleep. Have you seen the bitch? Like,
and Kate's like, oh, so you want us just to stay up indefinitely while your bitch friend lies there on the deck? You
so we're going to just stay up and never sleep again?
Oh, okay. You want
okay,
to stay up for you?
Right.
I'd love to do that.
So it's like Nightmare on Elm Street. We're just never going to sleep again. We're just going to stand here hoping that the monster finds a way to die by itself. And she's like,
yeah, good night.
I did not get into yachting to watch Spoiled Princesses sleep on the aft deck, okay? I got into yachting to make fun of Spoiled Princesses sleeping on the aft deck. And then Kate...
Like the end. Kate, was good.
Which, and then it brings us to like pretty much like the most amazing command of the entire season. She's like, get the hose out.
Get the hose out.
Get the hose out now.
And then you just hear it. Then they cut to Krista going, I literally don't give a fuck what you do. It's trying to fuck you, which I like more than the fuck. Get the hose out.
I'm just imagining this like giant like machinery that's like a crank. It's like, ooh, ooh, ah. And they're like, the hose. This thing like rises up from the depth. They're like,
please hose her.
Hose that nation in 10 seconds. 10.
What a great ending. Have you ever? This is one of the best episodes of the season.
So good.
And we've had some crazy shit in this season.
You guys, thank you so much for letting us do our first ever Below Deck episode with you guys. Thank you so much, you guys.
We love you,
T. We love you guys. We'll see a bunch of guys tomorrow night also, where we'll talk about the very first episode of Southern Charm.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Will my travel be affected when we leave the EU?
What about documents for driving?
Will mobile roaming change?
Should I check my travel insurance?
You might also have questions about how leaving the EU on the 29th of March will affect you. Find guidance and up-to-date information at gov.uk/EU exit.